Well, it's our championship night in most of our divisions, and we also have the Corey Echols Funstock 50 lot memorial race in honor of him. Basically, the vintage late models, trains, street stocks, trucks, mini stocks, mini trucks, junior late models. It's all on the line this week.
Paul, how good is it to get to the final week and know that you've got this kind of activity in this many divisions? How excited are you about your final night?
It's been a wonderful year. Good fan count. You know, we have a really good, solid base here at Varney. Couldn't get better fans. We're pretty excited. It should be a barn burner.
Paul, I also understand that when the season is over, you do have something coming up the following week that is connected to your track. Give us a rundown of what's coming up October 2nd and 3rd.
October the 2nd and 3rd, we have Wadded Up Monster Truck Show. Similar to what you see on TV, they also have a ride-along truck that they can take kids for rides in the monster truck or adults. And they have dirt bikes that perform stunts, backflips in midair, and various other things.
A couple of big weeks coming up at Full Throttle. We're with Paul Trepanier from Full Throttle Motor Speedway. Paul, you sound very excited, very enthused about what transpired in 2021. Was there one highlight? Was there one moment that stood out more than another for you that made it such a successful year?
Well, I mean, we've had several. We crowned our late model champion last week, Travis Farrell, and just various things throughout the year where the people seem to come together. Lots of local support on this track. It's been a really good year. It's a new year for us being new, and I see good things in the future.
Paul, what did the drivers tell you? What did the fans tell you? Because I'm sure as you went along, not only were you promoting races and conducting races, but it was probably an educational experience for you as well as an operator and promoter.
100%. We started off not really knowing exactly what to do. We've been picking away at fixing existing problems. We just upgraded all our kitchen equipment to get the quality of food better. We had like 25-year-old charbroilers. We put in new flat tops, various things like that. Just it's a learning curve, right?
No question. Finally, Paul, before we let you go, and again, I know you've still got a big night in front of you coming up on Saturday with your championship event, but to a certain extent, the wheels will be turning for 2022. What do you see and what are you most excited about and anticipating when you look ahead to Full Throttle Motor Speedway in 2022?
We plan on having a really good year next year. We got some new cars that are going to be coming out and late models and what we call the Varney Hot Rods, which is now named our vintage late models. They're the older cars. Basically limited late model chassis. A lot of people can relate to them. It's just going to be a really good year next year. And we're looking at doing a repave and maybe a small expansion that could take place as early as next year.
Well, Paul, thank you. Congratulations on the season that you've had. Thank you for your time and all the best this weekend when Full Throttle Motor Speedway wraps up at Varney for 2021.
That sounds great, Fred. Appreciate your support.